Wars. Frodo and Sam struggled on towards the mountain. Nearer and nearer it drew, looming blacker, like the oncoming wall of night at the last end of the world. In this way, 4 days passed until dream and waking mingled uneasily. The air was ever murky, while out from the dark tower there crept the veils of shadow that Sauron wove about himself.
Wake up, Master. It's time for another start. Come on.
I can't manage it, Sam. I've such a weight to carry. Such a weight.
But, well, then let me carry it a bit for you, Master. You know I would, and gladly, as long as I have any strength.
Get away from me! Don't! Touch me! It's mine!
Mr. Frodo!
No! No! No, Sam! You must understand it is my burden and no one else can bear it. It's too late now, Sam. Dear Sam. You can't help me in that way again. I'm almost in its power now. I couldn't give it up. And if you tried to take it, I should go mad.
I understand. But I've been thinking, Mr. Frodo, there's other things we might do without. Well, why not lighten the load a bit? We're going to the mountain now, as straight as we can make it. It's no good taking anything we're not sure to need.
Huh? No. No, we shan't need much on that road. And at its end, nothing. I shall be glad to be rid of all this. There. I'll be an orc no more. I won't wear their armor, and I'll bear no weapon, fair or foul. Let them take me if they will.
Well, I don't know where I'm to part with, other than this orc stuff and my cooking gear. Well, I've carried it so far and through so much. Do you remember that bit of rabbit I cooked for us, Mr. Frodo? Just before we met Captain Faramir.
No. No. I'm afraid not, Sam. At least I know that such things happen, but I cannot see them now. No taste of food. No feel of water. No sound of wind. No memory of grass or flower. No image of moon or star are left to me. I am naked in the dark, Sam. And there is no veil between me and the Wheel of Fire. I begin to see it even with my waking eyes, and all else fades.
Well, then the sooner we're rid of it, the sooner to rest. Talking won't mend nothing.
Where are you going, Sam?
Well, I'm not leaving a sword around for Stinker to find. And he isn't going to mess with my pans. And if it's all got to go, then it's going down one of these crevices.
Bless you, Sam, Hobbit of Hobbits.
Are you asleep, Mr. Frodo? Mr. Frodo? Oh, well, Sam, we've done better than you expected. We've begun well, anyway. I reckon we crossed half the distance before we stopped. One more day will do it.
Well, don't be a fool, Sam Gamgee. He won't go another day like that if he moves at all. And you can't go on much longer, giving him all the water and most of the food.
Well, I can go on a good way, though, and I will.
Where to?
The mountain, of course.
But what then, Sam Gamgee? What then? When you get there, what are you going to do?
The cracks of doom. That is, if the Master knows how to find them, because I don't...
There you are. It's all quite useless. He said so himself. And you were a fool going on hoping and toiling. You could both have lain down and gone to sleep days ago. You'll die just the same, or worse. You might just as well lie down now and give it up. You'll never get to the top anyway.
I'll get there, and if I leave everything but my bones behind, I'll get there. And I'll carry Mr. Frodo up myself if it breaks my back and heart. So stop arguing. Oh, Mr. Frodo, what's going to become of us?
The last stage of their journey to Mount Doom came, and it was a torment greater than Sam had ever thought that he could bear. The air was full of fumes, breathing was painful and difficult, and a dizziness came over them.
It's all right, Mr. Frodo. I'll get you up again. And see, Mr. Frodo, we're at the mountain's foot at last. Oh, you're cold, sir. I didn't ought to have left my blanket behind. Would you like some elf bread? There's still some left.
I'm so parched, Sam. I couldn't even swallow it.
Well, we'll rest now and go on up in the morning.
Yes. All the hazards and perils are drawing together to a point now. Tomorrow will be a day of doom. A day of final effort. Or disaster. The last gasp.
Now for it. Now for the last gasp.
What are you doing, Mr. Frodo?
I must crawl there.
No! No! I said I'd carry him if it broke my back, and I will. Come on, Mr. Frodo. I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you and it as well. So what you get? Now then, Mr. Frodo, dear. Sam will give you a ride. Put your arms around me, eh? That's the way. And now, up with you. There. It's all right now. Why, bless me, Mr. Frodo, if you weigh no more than a hobbit child, I might give a piggyback to. Back home in the Shire.
How far is there to go? Oh,
I don't know, Mr. Frodo, because I don't know where we're going, except up. And up we go. Oh. Well, so that wasn't a bad effort. Oh, we've still got a good way to go.
Sam.
It's all right, Mr. Frodo. I'm just getting second wind. Oh, look.
What is it?
The path. See? Winding round the mountain. Oh, why, it might have been put there a purpose. But if it wasn't there, I'd have to say I was beaten in the end. But as it is, I think we'll conquer this mountain yet.
I'll crawl there, Sam. It's not far.
Are you sure, Mr. Frodo?
Yes, Sam. I think I can crawl that far.
So, foot by foot, like small grey insects, they crawled up the slope until they came to the path and found that it was broad and paved with broken rubble and beaten ash. Frodo clambered onto it and then, as if by some compulsion, turned to face the east, where he saw, rising black, blacker and darker than the vast shades among which it stood, the cruel pinnacles and iron crown of the topmost tower of Barad-dûr. And from some great window, immeasurably high, there stabbed forth a flame of red, the flicker of a piercing eye.
The eye. The eye. Help me, Sam. Help me. Help me, Sam.
Hold
my hand. It will make me take out the ring.
can't stop it.
Oh, no, there, there. It's all right. So, he spotted us. It's all up, or it soon will be. Well, Sam, lad, this is the end of the ends.
But the eye was not turned to them. It was gazing north, to where the captains of the West stood at bay.
Still, the enemy makes no sign, Gandalf.
No, Aragorn. And we will wait no longer. We will go to the Black Gate, and we will summon him. You and I will go together, Aragorn, and with us shall come Éomer of Rohan, Legolas the Elf, Gimli the Dwarf, and Peregrine the Halfling. For all the enemies of Mordor should have a witness. Come.
If only I might do something brave enough to draw level with old Merry. Still, I would rather he had been well enough to have come. It's very lonely being the only hobbit among so many fine and brave people.